No one in Maricopa County history has been sheriff longer than Joe Arpaio.
It's tough leaving this office after 24 years, working 14 hours a day.
After winning six terms, he lost last month to former Phoenix Police Sergeant Paul Penzone by almost 13 points. At a recent press conference, Arpaio told reporters his wife Ava was disappointed.
She feels somewhat sad that I didn't win, but that's the way it is. The voters have spoken, and life continues.
After taking office in 1993, Arpaio first became nationally known for Tent City, pink underwear, and chain gangs. Later, he was both celebrated and hated all over the country for his crackdown on illegal immigration. There were also scandals, misspending, uninvestigated sex crimes, baseless investigations into political rivals, and a judge's finding that his office racially profiled Latinos. And that lawsuit has cost taxpayers close to $50 million so far. One major change for Arpaio is that when he leaves office, he'll lose his security detail, which has been watching over him for the past 8 years as a result of threats against him.
Can't go out of my house without these guys. So now I'll be able to go out of my house on my own and do my thing and hope I stay alive. But I'm willing to take that risk.
Looming ahead for Arpaio is a federal criminal contempt of court trial in April. Justice Department lawyers are prosecuting him for ignoring a judge's orders to halt his immigration patrols. But Arpaio also still has a national fan base all over the country, and he hints he doesn't plan to disappear from public life.
Maybe a private citizen, maybe. But a private citizen is a very powerful rank to have. Think of that. So I'm known around the world. I'm sure some people are going to remember this sheriff.
The sheriff was one of President-elect Donald Trump's earliest and most loyal supporters. He jokes he correctly predicted Trump's victory even when he forecast his own race wrong. There's been some speculation over whether Arpaio could get some kind of appointment in the Trump administration. Arpaio wouldn't say how he'd respond if he got an offer, but he did say it would be tough to turn Trump down.
Because of who he is and how he's treated me and my family. I'm not giving you an answer. I'm just saying how it would be more difficult for me to make up my mind.
For the last 10 years, Bill Crawford has volunteered in Arpaio's posse, which he says was an honor and a privilege. He says he admires Arpaio's philosophy and leadership.
He was very strict, and if you did something wrong, you were going to pay a consequence for it, and you were going to go to jail. But while you were in jail, he took very good care of people, and he made it punitive so that they didn't want to come back, but while they were in there, he had programs to rehabilitate them.
Meanwhile, many of the sheriff's critics see Arpaio's departure as a positive change for the county. That includes county officials and judges who were investigated by Arpaio and in some cases indicted by former county attorney Andy Thomas on allegations of corruption that were later found to be baseless. Among them is outgoing supervisor Andy Kanasik. He says he believes Arpaio was motivated by politics when he pursued these investigations, which he says is an unforgivable offense for someone in law enforcement.
I think that a lot of people were targeted because they wouldn't play ball or wouldn't do exactly what the sheriff wanted. And that's third world dictatorship. That is not America. And for that, I say good riddance.
Arpaio still has at least one major press conference left before he departs office in the new year. He's expected to reveal new details about his investigation into President Barack Obama's birth certificate. As Arpaio's most recent press conference drew to a close, he seemed a bit wistful these appearances would be ending soon for good.
Thank you for coming out, and gonna miss you.
Paul Penzone will be sworn in as the new Maricopa County Sheriff on January 4th. Jude Jaffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.